Track 18. And finally, the last bird. The girls have had visitors, reports Flora. We have quite a few visitors in the garden, mostly dopey pigeons and cheeky blackbirds trying to have a nibble at our food. They don't get very far, thanks to our Supermax-style security. But the other day, we have a chancer of a different shape on the manor, and dear listener, he is absolutely flipping gorgeous. He appears from under the hedge next to the spa where we're having a bit of a spruce up. When I say gorgeous, I mean fabulous. He has a greeny blue head, a deep mahogany coloured chest, coppery back, and tail feathers to die for. He walks past us and through the garden with a bit of a strut on, like he doesn't mind being spotted. Daisy is in love. Her little beak is open and she's making small noises of adoration. He keeps on strutting until Beard emerges from his coop. "Hello, Gerald," he says, at which point our handsome friend squawks in a panic and flaps off over the hedge. "All pheasants here are called Gerald," he says, as if we have the slightest idea what he's on about. Daisy is bereft. "I'll never see him again," she clucks. "Young love, torn apart by the tyranny of man." She is inconsolable for several seconds until Beard lobs a handful of spinach into the run and Gerald is history. A few days later, we have more strangers, a couple of smart little birds with red legs who creep through the garden like a pair of well-dressed burglars. Daisy is not interested this time. They hang about for quite a while, nibbling bits and pieces, before Beard makes one of his customary appearances, at which point our visitors sidle off out of the garden. "Hello, Allens," chirrups Beard. "All partridges here are called Allen," he says. "You know, the TV character." Not having a 56-inch flat screen in the coop with access to iPlayer, we're none the wiser. But if the birds come back, at least we can say, "Hello, Allens." That's been the sum of our excitement this month. We're all back on form with the old egg-laying, apart from Big Myrtle, who seems to be enjoying her retirement. The work is making us well hungry, though, and we're getting quite a few nice extras, like the spinach, plus a few Brussels and corn. Sweetest little treat came the other day when Beard emerged. He'd been out all day with those thin sticks he has and the net on a long pole. He's looking a bit grumpy when he comes over with a little box in his hand. "Here you go, girls," he says, and flings handfuls of lovely red maggots into the run. "Oh, they're good, like little wiggly free-range sausages." "You might as well have them," continues Captain Grump. "The bloomin' fish didn't want them." Flora and her friends were rescued and rehomed by the Watton branch of Fresh Start for Hens, and this is all imagined by Dominic Castle.